It's 88.5 KCSN, Nick Harcourt with you on The Morning Show. Diego Garcia has a new album. It's called Paradise, and he's in studio with his band this morning. It's great to meet you.
It's great to finally meet you as well.
Yeah, I've been playing your music for years, and finally we get to meet in Northridge.
Yeah, of all places.
We're so lucky. Tell us who's in the studio with you this morning before we hear any music.
To my left, I have Zeke Zima playing a Spanish guitar, and on bass, Martin Delaye, and on the other guitar, Pablo Cubarle.
Welcome all. Why don't we get into a couple of songs and then we'll come back and have a little bit of a chat.
Sure. Yeah?
All right. Diego Garcia on The Morning Show at KCSN.
1, 2, 3, 4. The heart has a way of pushing you through the darkest day. We live in our minds, and it makes us all forget sometimes. Too many mistakes, yeah, too many thoughts and plans to make. We make life hard to take. But if you could take a moment and just listen to your heart, you will find there's something to relieve the pressure from the start. Put it all aside and take a breath. You're really not too far from sunnier days. Oh, you're not too far away from sunnier days. Sunnier days. Some of us are blind. Some of us know the answer's hard to find. We live in our minds, and it makes us all forget sometimes. So just take a break from the messages and calls that you had to make, 'cause I can see it on your face. But if you could take a moment and just listen to your heart, you will find there's something to relieve the pressure from the start. Put it all aside and take a breath. You're really not too far from sunnier days. Oh, you're not too far away from sunnier days. From sunnier days. From sunnier days. Oh, you're not too far away from sunnier days. From sunnier days. The sun is out, the sky is blue, the outside's waiting there for you. And the sun is out, the sky is blue, the outside's waiting there for you. And the sun is out, the sky is blue, the outside's waiting there for you. And the sun is out, the sky is blue, the outside's waiting there for you. And if you two take a moment and just listen to your heart, you will find there's something to relieve the pressure from the start. Put it all aside, take a breath. You're really not too far from sunnier days. You're not too far away from sunnier days. From sunnier days. Sunnier days. Oh, you're not too far away from sunnier days. Sunnier days. Sunnier days. The sun now, come on. The sunnier day. Oh, you're not too far away. Sunnier days, sunnier days, sunnier days. Oh, you're not too far away, sunnier days, sunnier days. My heart is an island whose shores roll out to sea. Therein lies a harbor where fools can visit me. I've seen so many travelers, but none allowed the key. It's for my lady captain who sails the ocean free. La 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 la. My heart is an island whose shores roll out to sea. Therein lies a harbor where fools can visit me. I've seen so many travelers, but none allowed the key. It's for my lady captain who sails the ocean free. La 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 la.
It's KCSN and Diego Garcia, our guest in studio this morning, as we mentioned before you played those first couple of songs for us. I've been a fan of your music and played it in various forms, from your band through to your solo stuff over the years. But first time we've actually met, so once again, thanks for coming in and playing for us. And I think as I was looking to talk about your music and talk to you about the record, that really the life of a songwriter is a very strange one, isn't it? Because there are different ways that you can go about your songwriting, and you seem to be, everything is laid out in your songs. And I know that your last album, Laura, was perhaps an unhappy time that you found creation in. And this time around, your songs are happier, obviously. And tell us a little bit about this collection of songs for Paradise and what shifted in your life.
Well, as you mentioned, I wrote all the songs on Laura while I was getting over this girl. And it took about 5 years to, I think, find closure, which is what I think that record addresses, all the stages you might go through in sort of healing. And the irony is that as soon as I had closure and I actually wanted her to be, you know, to find happiness with someone else, you know, we reconnected. And you can say we got back together, but I'd like to think we just found love again, completely brand new. And it's worked, and she's in my life now. So going into Record Paradise, I was coming from a place of strength, and I had her at my side. So the songs, you know, are taken from the present. They're looking forward to the rest of my life with her. But, I have to say it would be, irresponsible or naive to not look at the past and to see kind of, to remind yourself of how, you know, quickly things can just go to, you know, that place if you're not careful. So I think Paradise, the record, is a nice balance of waking up and feeling like, you know, I wrote a song called Sunnier Days. You know, that for me is a very proud moment, because as a songwriter, you know, capturing sunshine is not easy. It's sometimes easier just to be dark. So I'm very proud of certain moments on Paradise, but I think it's grounded with a bunch of songs that address, you know, the malady of love as well.
There's a lot more breakup records out there than there are get together records. I mean, there's plenty of love songs,
yeah, yeah.
But when you sort of think of an album, it's an old-fashioned term, I guess, now, but when you think of a collection of songs, maybe a dozen songs that are released together, there's not that many albums, I guess, of songs like this. So let me ask you this question. Did you have the songs or any of the songs on this album ready when you reconnected, or did they all come about after the reconnection?
No, they're all brand new, with the exception of one song called She Dances, which I had around for years. I've had that song floating around for years, and it never made sense to me until I had a daughter with her.
Mm.
And suddenly there was an inspiration for that song to finish, and lyrically it addresses my three-year-old who just doesn't stop moving.
You have a couple of kids now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I do. It's so crazy to hear that word couple in front of that word kids. But yeah, I do have I have two.
Yeah, so you reconnected and obviously got busy pretty quickly, and now there's a family as well. Are you inspired at all by your... Do you have a daughter, two daughters?
I have a daughter, Georgiana, who's 3.5, and a son,
right,
who's 7 months.
What inspiration do you draw from being a father?
Oh, well, it's just the idea of, you know, now having to take care of people. Before, it was all about me, and... And there's a certain beauty and responsibility that comes with that. And
Doesn't freak you out?
Yeah, well, of course.
It freaks me out.
I think I wake up every day freaking out and sweating. But then I have my coffee. And
right. I'm responsible for these people.
I forget about it during the day, and then I go back to sleep and freak out and stress out. So amazing.
Now, this album is released through Concord. Mm-hmm. How'd that come about?
That came about through a vetting process of over 4 years. No, I'm just kidding. Not really, but yes, kind of. Through radio, through a song called You Were Never There, I think. And that song got to their ears, and we met, and it just felt like the perfect fit. You know, I felt like, wow, this is a place I can make many records with. And, you know, I've been around, as you mentioned, and I've never made a record twice with the same people. I made my first record with an indie in Brooklyn called Mexican Summer, Kamado. Then I went to Disney World and made a record with them. And then I ended up just doing my own thing and putting it out almost with Nacional.
Sure.
So, I mean, I was looking for a label I could grow old with. And they seem to do an amazing job, and I'm just a bunch of great people.
They're all here, you have to say that.
Yeah, they're looking at me right now, so we'll talk later.
No, I'm interested to know, because obviously, you know, we're in a climate where, I mean, like I talked about records, there are no records, you mm-hmm. know. I mean, you can put a collection of songs together, but people don't listen to albums anymore. And record labels, at least the major record labels, seem to have lost the plot quite some time ago. But as a musician who needs to make a living... Mm. When people don't necessarily buy music, you have to get out there and tour and find other ways of supporting yourself. So I know you're on tour right now. How's it going?
Well, I saw this coming, you know, and it's a large reason why I ended Elephant. I felt like I loved what I did with that band, but it felt like it was part of something. And I think in this climate, you need to make something. I think you always need to strive as an artist to make something original and unique. But I especially wanted to capture a sound that only I could do, and with the hopes that I could carve out my own little island in this madness, and people can come visit that island, and I'm okay with that. So I think as an artist, if you can do something that no one else can do, and you're on your own, you're not part of a movement or a trend, you could maybe do this for a long time and maybe get out, you know, can get through this storm. Because right now it is insane out there. The industry is completely upside down.
And there's also a lot of younger artists trying to imitate what's, I mean, it's always been like that, I guess, but it seems even more now like a lot of younger artists are looking at songs that are on the charts and then saying, well, let me try and do that instead of carving out their own original thought process.
Yeah, well, it's scary. You know, I hate to generalize because there's always an exception, and you're reminded of the beauty of music. You see a kid who blows you away, and they are out there. But the motivation's just shifted. It is what it is. You know, I remember when I was writing my first songs, there was a motivation to get on K-Rock. I remember those days. Like, that was like a
sure,
big
if you
thing.
Got added to K-Rock, then yeah. You were golden.
Do you remember that? And I think that spawned like a sexier, more rock and roll kind of culture. You know, that my whole Elephant Strokes, Interpol, that yeah, we were all gunning for K-Rock at the time. We were writing songs for that. Now kids are writing songs to get a report card from Pitchfork. And it's changed the game completely, even rappers.
But what does that mean to get a report card from Pitchfork?
It's, imagine if Nevermind had come out and they had to get a review on Pitchfork. Imagine. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
No. So I think that it's just the sign of the times. I don't want to be this guy that's like one is better than the other. It's
no,
just
no. I'm just intrigued. I ask the questions because I think that you know, when you interview a musician, it's very easy to just go through the straightforward stuff. Well, where'd you make this album? Who'd you work with? Blah, blah, blah. But we live in a time where artists are struggling.
Well, you know, I have to say, it's when Napster came out, and that was the beginning of like the MP3 and illegal downloads, and Lars from Metallica stepped out and he went against it. He was right, you know. He was just the wrong person, a rich guy, you know, being the sort of face of anti-piracy. It just kind of put a negative kind of spin on the
sure.
right thing, which is. I'm a craftsman. I make songs. I have all the right to sell those things and not to give them away for free. But it just spun out of control, and now there's a culture that music is free, and that's how it is.
Mm.
You know, and it's a shame because I think that that's a broken model, and I'm just waiting for Hollywood to start getting ripped off. You know,
because
I think
it's happening.
It's happening, but I think if all of intellectual property eventually becomes free,
yeah.
then I think you're going to see a decline in quality. You know, personally, I'd like to band together with a bunch of artists and create a awareness to fans that they need to buy our music so that we can do this, so that we can make more records and that we can make great records. Because to make a great record, you can write a beautiful song, but there's something nice about spending a few days on a drum sound, you know?
Sure.
And those records are becoming far and away like, they're disappearing. So personally, I mean, is there like a movement? Is there a branding campaign out there? Like, you know, fight smoking, like a DUI. Like there needs to be something to get people to understand. Like if they don't buy our music, it just makes it very hard to do what we do because we have families too, you know?
Absolutely.
And it's not enough for artists now to be motivated by just not having to work in a restaurant. Like that is sure. so sad to me that musicians now, this new culture of kids going to Brooklyn, you know, they're okay with just like not having to work in a restaurant. Like that's fine for them. And, you know, man, I was motivated by seeing Rod Stewart drive through a Ferrari in London with Rachel Hunter. Like I saw that when I was 19 and I said,
I want that.
Yeah. And I want more people to come into this business, writing songs with that sort of, you know, inspiration. Cause it creates like rock stars. You know, I think that's what we're missing right now. We're missing pop stars and it's just not enough to like, you know, get off tour and just be cool with waiting tables. And that's just not for me, you know?
Sure.
And I think I think, man, you got me going, Nick.
I know. I led you down a path, and I just realized, like, you know, we're getting everybody depressed right now. So.
No, it's also. I'm glad we're talking about it because there's a lot of people. Like I on Twitter, I was seeing bands like Grizzly Bear. You think they're like these indie kids, but they're bitching about the lack of money they're making.
Oh, there was an article about them
on the New Yorker
recently, saying that half of them still live at home, and you know, it's interesting times. Listen, I don't want to dwell on it anymore.
And then you get Tom York, who's has millions of dollars coming out saying, you know, giving his record away for free. How cool are Radiohead? You can donate. You know, I can't say where I wrote I am, but like,
we know what
thank you very much, Radiohead, for like leading the way on making music free. Cool.
Thank you.
So it's like, you know,
middle-aged millionaires.
Yeah, like, you know, it is.
It's all right for some.
It is what it is. But again, I'm positive for about 3 minutes a day. And in those 3 minutes, I'd like to think that you can still.
You write a song.
Beautiful music. Yes, you can get through this. And maybe it's a transition. Maybe in a few years they develop a technology that makes it impossible to download something for free. Listen, we can get to the moon. They can make an espresso machine. They can't create like a technology that makes it impossible to download something for free. I mean, it's amazing to me.
They can, but somebody will hack it immediately. The cat's out of the bag, I'm afraid. We've got to figure out another way for you guys to make money. But listen, we recorded this yesterday.
I'm going to go work for Spotify.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, maybe I should just like go work for these new platforms that are making so much money off of us.
Off of
all the blogs that give away my song for free, they're making money on advertisement. Have you ever thought of that? Like, it's crazy. It's so messed up. Don't get me started.
It's too late.
I mean, there's a culture on the web who I have to give my song to, you know, I have to go here, have my song for free. And then they get to like have a living. They write about my music. They might say it sucks, it's great, whatever, but they have ads running all over that, you know, page. And it's amazing. It's just, I have to give them free. Here's my free music.
Okay, so you gotta stop now.
Yeah, I know.
All right. That was great. Don't get me wrong. I love everything you said, and it's all true as well. But
are you guys hiring here?
No, there's no money here. You kidding? There's like five people working. Everybody's working for free pretty much here. But we're doing it for the love of the music, Diego. Just as you are as well. So you're going to wrap it up with one more song for us. And as I was just starting to say, we recorded this session yesterday. We're playing it now, obviously, on what day is it? Wednesday. But we recorded it yesterday on Tuesday. Tonight, for anybody who's listening online from San Francisco, and I know they are, you're playing in San Francisco tonight, right? Where?
Where's the venue? I'm playing in Café du Nord.
Café du Nord, right.
And you can't download the live show for free, so you have to come. It's a beautiful thing. That's why I'm on the road.
And DiegoGarciaNYC.com is the website for more information. And don't steal his music, okay? Go buy it at iTunes.
I'll find you.
What's the last song you're going to wrap things up with?
Start with the End.
Okay. Hey, great having you on the show, man.
Oh, thank you very much, Nick. And it's finally, you know, I've been following you forever, so it was really
I'm glad to actually meet you finally. And we'll go out with this, and then Jim Nelson at the top of the hour. It's KCSN.
1, 2, 3, 4. Let's start with the end. Let's stay till the end, enjoying our lives as lovers and friends. And all through these years, the time we will spend, let's make it a point to remember tomorrow may never descend. Let's start with the end. We've gone all the way round, now we're back again. Oh, let's start with the end. Let's start with the end. Oh, let's start with the end. We've gone all the way around, now we're back again. Oh, let's start with the end. Let's start with the end. Through all of this time, there's been heartbreak and pain. Those years left apart, isolated in vain. Beginning again, a new life on the rise. Let's make it a point to remember to live with the joy in our life. Oh, let's start with the end. We've gone all the way around, now we're back again. Oh, let's start with the end. Let's start with the end. Oh, let's start with the end. We've gone all the way around, now we're back again. Oh, let's start with the end. Let's start with the end. Start with the end.